All right, I am here at the Cellulosic Ethanol Summit in Coral Gables. With me is the Commissioner of Agriculture for Florida, Charles Bronson. And Commissioner, why is Florida such a leader when it comes to biofuels?
Well, one of the things that we started after I heard the presentation of 25 by 25 in New York, when all of the commissioners and secretaries and directors from across the country for the agriculture departments all met with NASDA, and I heard their presentation. I said, this is the type of thing that Florida ought to excel in because of the amount of sunshine, water, and year-round growth that we have for cellulose potential that I thought Florida could lead the nation in this process.
What are some of the feedstocks that you think Florida will excel in?
Well, I think energy cane is going to be one. Sweet sorghum will be another. Corn is not going to be the crop of choice in Florida. Sweet corn that we grow here is going to be sold for food, and but we can still do this and produce enough food and animal feed along with all of our other processes. I really envisioned this as a second and third crop on pieces of ground where only one crop a year was being grown. And that's our goal.
Well, now that really addresses what is right now becoming the big issue as far as biofuels is concerned. That's land use. So it seems like Florida could really, really help out in that venue.
Well, I think so. And if you really want to keep green land green, if you really want to keep those open spaces, this is going to keep farmers in business instead of having to sell out to development. It's going to keep them in business. They'll be able to make more money per acre than they've ever made before by doing this. And they can afford to keep their property rather than selling it off for development. And that's part of our plan.
What are some of the projects and the activities that are going on in the state right now regarding biofuels that you're most excited about?
Well, I think there's some companies that have taken us up on looking at Florida as the potential for cellulosic and biomass production in this state. All of our very pro-business attitude between the Florida legislature, the House and Senate, the governor's office, our office, about trying to develop this industry here. And it's my hope that down the road, probably much longer after I'm gone, but within the next 2 years, I had hoped that we'd have 3 to 6 plants either built and operating or in the processes of being built. And in the future, I think we'll have jobs for about 100,000 people producing ethanol and biodiesel in Florida.
What about the pipeline that between Orlando and Tampa?
Well, I'm not sure how that's all developing yet, but I don't know all of the details of the with DEP and others as to the rules, regulations, and all that's going to happen. But let's face it, if we can develop this industry, we should hopefully be able to develop some delivery system where we can get the product around the state. As it is right now, we almost have to have regional and sub-regional plants of various sizes so that the farming community doesn't have to ship the product so far and they can get that ethanol and biodiesel out to whichever region of the state needs the fuel. So we probably do need to develop a better delivery system.
Now, you're a rancher by nature, and of course the cattlemen's industry and some of the livestock producers have not been real happy about biofuels development. As a rancher, address that.
Well, I've disagreed even with my own friends in the cattle industry. It's I know what they've been told, and I know that they think that the corn production is all being used up into the fuel, but it's not. I mean, all the figures I've seen nationally show that around 18 to 20% of the corn is being used for fuel production. Now, having said that, we're producing more corn today than ever before in the United States, so there's still plenty of corn left for both human and animal feed supply. I think it's been hyped a lot. I think that the fossil fuel industry has done everything they can to kind of push the new developing industry aside, but we're not going to be pushed aside. I think even if gasoline goes to $1.50 a gallon, this industry needs to develop itself because, as has happened in the past, as soon as they see there's no action going on to develop new energy sources, then fossil fuel will be right back up where it was at $4 and $5 because there's too much world demand for fossil fuel right now. So we need to get this industry started and find a way to develop and to produce 30% of our fuel supply by alternative energy methods.
Well, on that note, food versus fuel has been in the news all year long, especially the food companies have been blaming it on ethanol. We've seen corn prices drop by half. We've seen energy prices drop by half. Our food prices are still up. What do you think about that?
Well, and what you just said proves my point. The reason corn and other food prices went up is because fossil fuel went up to such a high level that it was costing farmers twice as much money to actually grow the crop. It was costing twice as much money to ship that product to the plants and the mills, and it was costing twice as much money to ship it to the grocery store. It wasn't because corn was the problem, it's because fossil fuel was the problem, and we had speculators and others who basically took advantage of their potential, and when they did, they caused the price of fuel to go up. The Arab nations, the League of Nations that have the control on all the fuel prices, they cut the production down so they could keep the prices up. That wasn't because they couldn't produce it. It's because they wanted to keep the prices up. That's why we cannot allow for the development of new alternative energy to fall down. We have to keep it going, and we've got to get it producing. Florida can be a leader, and I think we need to do it.
Well, what about the role of government and the concern, both the state and the federal government, in providing incentives? The state, Florida, has some of the similar incentives that we have on the federal level. Those are being attacked. How do you defend the incentives for biofuels production?
Well, if you look at some of that attack, it's an attack that's been developed by the fossil fuel industry to get their friends to come out and say this is not a good idea. Now, if you're the average person that's going to buy fuel on the market and you've got to have it to get to work and you're driving 40 to 50 miles to work round trip every day, I believe those people are going to want the best fuel prices they can get. And the only way that's going to happen, and the only reason why fuel prices didn't go even higher before, is because we were mixing, in most cases, a 10% ethanol mixture, which lowered the price of the fuel to some degree, or it would have been 30, 40 cents higher than it actually was. So people need to, when they hear all these stories, and by the way, the food industry hired a big lobby firm to convince the public that corn was the problem here. I can tell you it was not the problem. I think people ought to let the food industry know you should be telling the truth here and not manufacturing comments about this, because they did not have the facts right whatsoever, and we've got the figures to show that we're right on this.
All right. Thank you very much, Charles Bronson, Commissioner of Agriculture for Florida.